Folks, I want to talk to you about selfishness today. That's right, selfishness in terms of building your self-esteem and self-worth. And what I want to point out about selfishness is that you should be selfish with your time. I can always make another dollar, and so can you, but I cannot make another minute. Try as I might, the time that I just spent putting on this the audio to begin this particular recording and introducing you to selfishness will never come again. So I cannot make another minute. I cannot extend lives. And therefore, we need to be very careful with our time because real wealth is discretionary time. Discretionary time is that time we have at our own initiative, which is left after we take care of what we feel is mandatory and obligatory time. Unfortunately, some of us feel obligated for every waking minute and hour. Unfortunately, some of us feel it's mandatory to provide our time to others whenever they want it. Hence, we have no discretionary time, and therefore we have no wealth. So what I'm suggesting to you today is a healthy selfishness. What I'm suggesting to you today is not everybody has the right to ask for your time. It's fine to ask you to volunteer, but how many things can you volunteer for? It's nice to fill in when somebody can't show up or do something, but on how many occasions can that be done? And a lot of times we're just enabling those who don't show up. So watch what you do with your time and be careful about giving in to the people who ask for it. Even in a good cause, even for a legitimate intent, you can't continue to give up your time because you won't have the discretionary time, the wealth to invest in your family, to invest in your loved ones, and to invest in yourself. So selfishness with time means primarily being able to say no. And remember, when you say no, as you'll encounter throughout this series, you don't have to justify a no. You never have to say no because. You never have to respond to someone who says, well, I know you're saying no, but can't we talk about that? You never have to give in when someone says, all right, maybe no for now, but how about next month? You can always reject a favor. Someone asked me just this morning if they could spend time with me because they happen to be coming to Rhode Island. And when I meet them 45 minutes away in Mystic, Connecticut, before they get to Rhode Island, because they're spending a few days there. I said, no, I can't do that. I get these requests every week. You can sign up for my coaching program and pay me, or you can buy some of my books, or there are free resources on my website, audio, video, and print. Help yourself. But I don't consult or coach for free. No, I can't do that. People say it's easy to write a check. It's hard to volunteer. And I agree with that. I like to participate. I don't like to just write a check to the local arts group. I like to go see the ballet or see the theater or listen to the concert. But I can't always do that, and writing a check also helps them. That's why I said in an earlier recording that money can buy you happiness, especially if it's saving you time.